This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Chris. I have in studio with me...
Libertarian Banker.
Oh. Yeah, turn me on. Libertarian Banker.
And Michael. And it's been a... But it seems like it's been longer than a week since I've been in here.
Yeah, well, you were at Forkfest last week, right?
No. I went up for a few days. But
Right, because they did a show from Forkfest last. You're normally on Thursday nights, but
I am.
Last Thursday they did a show from Forkfest.
That's what was going on. So it's been 2 weeks. Translation for all of you out there, that means that I've forgotten completely everything about running the board, answering phone calls, and pretty much everything else involved in...
And turning on my mic.
Most recently.
And that's a problem because you're the only one who knows which buttons to push over there.
Oh, it is a problem. Maybe it will come back to me, or maybe dementia will finally set in and we'll just be done with this whole thing. But we are... it was fun. Forkfest was really cool. You did not make it up this year.
I did not make it up this year. I had to stay behind in part to push some other buttons here in this
other studio. Necessary buttons. Yeah, gotcha. It was definitely an interesting experience compared to other large libertarian type festivals I've been to. It was. I think they did a really nice job, and I think next year this may be one of the bigger ones in the country. But enough about me, enough about my dementia, and enough about Forkfest. But we do want to go to the calls, where we've got Michael W. Dean on the line. Michael W. Dean, are you there?
Yeah, Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends, show that doesn't happen anymore, but used to happen on this network and GCN on radio. So
nice.
Yeah, man. Yep.
So what's up?
I'm doing I put my foot in my mouth last week, and I want to take it out. You know, what do they call that? Oh, retraction. Yeah, that's the radio term, I think. So I called in the other day, and I was talking about my fundraiser. I'm doing a fundraiser for CBD oil and other medical issues, like, you know, paying for my oxygen concentrator, you know, stuff so I can breathe. And as fundraisers go, you know, this isn't, oh, I'm going to write a book about liberty. This is... I can't breathe, and with this, I can breathe better. So it's the most immediate and absolute. Boy, that seems worthwhile, and it is.
And if I can
fundraiser,
yeah, jump in here real quickly. Yeah. You originally had not reached out to your friends and family, at least directly. You were trying to go through GoFundMe. Is that correct?
Yeah. I was trying to go through GoFundMe, and somebody reported it, and GoFundMe wrote me and said, "This violates our terms of service." It does not actually. Well, technically, I mean, it's for hemp-based CBD,
hemp?
Which is not legally marijuana anymore, federally or in my state.
Right.
They said it violated, you know, they don't allow people to fundraise for marijuana or marijuana products, but it is definitely legally not marijuana.
Do they have any recourse through GoFundMe?
Nah. I wrote to them and said,
you're done.
Well, I told them that, and I said, you know, I mean, I didn't read their... 60 pages of terms of service or whatever it is. It's a long one. And they just said, well, you violated Section 8 or whatever the terms of service. And I went there, and that's like, Section 8 is a couple pages. It's everything that can get you kicked off the site. So then I have to go find it, and I found it, and they said it was one person said that person there said, we can't tell you what it was. That's weird. And then I said, well, there's other, you know, I thought it was okay because other people have these fundraisers. And they said, well, tell us their names and we'll remove them too.
Yeah, that's what you were going for. You were trying to squash out that evil devil lettuce that happens to produce CBD, which does not provide anything intoxicating, as you accurately point out. The federal government, even the feds, you know something's wrong when I'm starting to agree with the feds on anything.
Mm.
But in this case, they just said, it's hemp. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
That was one of the few things they've done right.
Yeah, and Wyoming approved it, too. And Wyoming is still one of the three states where marijuana is absolutely illegal. There's no medical here. There's no recreational. And it's a felony for over an ounce here. So it's really weird that they legalized something that, you know, looks like it when it's growing in the field, but isn't it? I think that there's a lot of money being made by farmers and subsidies and things behind, you know, I think there's some big money moving this and making it happen. Cause it's like big pharma isn't even getting to chime in on this one, it seems like.
Right, right, right.
But yeah. And it's, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's a win.
But it helps you.
It helps me. Yeah.
That's good.
Helps me breathe. It's astonishing how much it helps me breathe. Like, overnight, within an hour, within a few hours, it started helping. And I've barely coughed in, you know, almost 3 weeks. And my wife is astonished. She's like, the silence is deafening. You used to cough all day, every day. I broke my rib coughing. I broke my nose passing out coughing. I got a hernia that required surgery coughing. Yeah, and this helps. So anyway, they told me that that somebody snitched. And I instantly assumed it was this guy named Jim Jesus, who used to be a host on the Freedom Fiends.
Right.
We used to be very good friends. You know, it really doesn't bother me when a stranger hates me. Strangers hate me all the time. But this guy was a good friend. And overnight, he started doing what I call mind reading, which is where someone is positive they know your motivations. And you're thinking, that wasn't my motivation. And they're like, no, man, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not. You ever have people do that to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying. So
tell them to prove it.
Yeah. Well, they're and, you know, their logic. They go from being a very logical person to a, well, I just know.
You know? Yeah, there's no logic there.
Yeah. Which is funny because Jim Jesus and I originally met over, like, debunking people who were wrong. You know, that's pretty much why he joined the Fiends. Like, he'd gone after Molyneux. He'd gone after Scientology. He'd gone after all sorts of people. And I liked that. I was like, yeah, hey, come be on our show. And he did. We became good friends. We worked on I helped write and make the Cards Against Humanity game. He designed the Bitcoin logo, which became the Biptunia logo. We did a lot of stuff together. We talked a lot. We were close. We had heart to hearts. And then one day, he just wasn't working out as a Freedom Fiends co-host. I said, you got to fix this, this, and this, or you're getting fired. He said, you're just trying to make me feel okay because you're going to fire me. And I was like, no, I'm giving you a chance for remedy. I'm all about remedy, and that comes in later in this call. So remedy, you know, I did not get a chance for remedy from GoFundMe. They could have said, we're taking down this fundraiser. Don't put anything up like this again, and you can keep your account. But they just deleted my account.
Wow.
You know, Jim Jesus is convinced that I fired him because it was a plot to be able to do something, to plot to fire him, whereas I really just fired him.
Gotcha.
You know?
And this is the guy who was debunking stuff? What happened to him?
I don't know. Well, people, you know.
People change.
People change, or their level of logic changes to different situations, I guess. I don't know. But, so, long story short, the reason I thought he was the one that snitched is because he snitched on someone's GoFundMe 2 years ago. He snitched on Macy Tomlin. I don't know if people know Macy Tomlin. You know,
no.
You guys know her?
I don't know her.
She's a woman, anarchist woman, libertarian woman, had a GoFundMe to raise money. I never saw it until this week. It's actually back up or never went down. But he tried to get it removed and bragged about it on the Freedom Fiends and on his Wolbert's podcast. It was a fundraiser. I think it was to raise money for her to go to South America and take ayahuasca and then maybe conduct, I don't know. I think it's changed since then, but it was about ayahuasca. And Jim said that he didn't want to support people. It still says on the Lorbert site, he tried to get her taken down because he doesn't want to encourage people's drug addiction.
Gotcha. So is that what you're calling in about? This was the issue with...
I'm calling in about anything and everything. I'm Michael Dean. I'm just yakking. I've been off radio for 6 months.
Just yearning to yak.
I'm mainly calling in to say I don't think Jim Jesus narked on me.
Gotcha.
And I based it on the fact that he narked on someone and bragged about it 2 years ago. The details of her thing was one of the things she said apparently in her fundraiser, she listed some, I think, cut and paste of like what ayahuasca has been attributed with helping, and one of the things was cancer.
Gotcha.
And Jim was like, that's not true.
That may be a stretch. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling in. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nye Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris,
the libertarian banker,
and Michael.
And that was some big news in the crypto world this week. I don't know if you've heard about this. I really joking because it seems like everybody on the planet.
You have to be under a rock pretty much to not heard about what Facebook announced earlier this week.
Even people that aren't into crypto heard about what Facebook announced, and they all came up to me and said, oh, so is Bitcoin dead now?
Anything Mike Zuckerberg or Mark Zuckerberg does, the media just loves. So it's no surprise this is a top story.
They did. The headline here, and this comes to us from CoinDesk, Facebook's cryptocurrency wants to take on banks, not Bitcoin, which I thought was...
That's an interesting spin on it.
I like the headline.
Yeah, I like that too, because so far most of what everybody's talked about as well, you know, now that Facebook has put together this thing, then that must be the end of Bitcoin, end of Bitcoin Cash, end of Ethereum, everything's going away.
Yeah, hardly.
Hardly. The story begins, is from George McDonough, CEO and co-founder of KR1 PLC, a London-listed cryptocurrency and blockchain investment company. Facebook is creating its own cryptocurrency, something that even those of us necking the crypto Kool-Aid back in the early Bitcoin days never in our wildest dreams thought would ever happen. The details are emerging, but what we do know is that an asset will be called Libra. It will be a stable coin, that's in quotes, and meaning it's a coin that's designed to basically stay the same value or the same cost or whatever. So typically in the U.S., a lot of U.S. exchanges have stable coins like Tether, and the cost of a Tether is a buck. It's $1.
Approximately $1.
Right.
And the only way to price fix something like this is on the supply side. You can't fix the demand side. You can alter it a little bit, but you can come up with however many Libras you want to create, and that's how they're controlling the price. They're just printing more. So it's nothing but the U.S. dollar.
Same thing, different name. The details are emerging, but we do know is that the asset will be called Libra. It will be a stable coin, backed by a basket of assets in order to prevent it from being volatile. And there are so far, this is as of this writing, 28 confirmed, quote, validators, unquote. The cost to be a validator, in case you kids are sitting at home thinking, you know what, I'd like to be a Facebook Libra validator. I'll probably make a couple bucks off of that. All you need, this is all, write this number down, $10 million. So if you can make that check out to Mark Zuckerberg / Facebook, $10 million, you too can be a validator.
And only Facebook could do this kind of fundraising for crypto. My goodness.
Exactly. Again, the cost of being a validator is $10 million each. There's
28 institutions have bought into this already.
Right. I'm sure.
They see the value, obviously.
There's probably a lot of mom and pops.
Mom and pop. We have a list here somewhere.
Yeah.
I did not see any mom and pop anything on it.
I bet. There's a foundation in Switzerland, and Facebook has stated that their main focus is to help facilitate payments across the developing world. Facebook is essentially trying to create a stable medium of exchange that can be used to make payments across its networks and therefore across borders. Think of the current functionality of WeChat, Venmo, and PayPal, but instead of transacting pounds and dollars, users will be transacting in Facebook's Libra.
Now, this just made me think of something here. So in a lot of the African countries, those type of countries, sure, their cell phone is their mode of payment. And they may have a flip phone that they sort of text some code to it, and the money is transferred.
Absolutely.
So this is, and then additionally, I think I heard a story about Facebook almost putting out a phone or internet in these countries, and literally the only thing you have on your device is Facebook.
Yeah, they tried that in India, and India told them no and shut it down.
Oh, so there was not other places that this was?
I think there are other places they've tried it, but I know India was the big one, and India told Facebook to stop doing that.
Interesting. Well, it's funny because Facebook's been trying to break into these markets with those different products. So, you know, wow.
Well, they are it's a market that somebody needs to provide these people with solutions. And, you know, I don't know if this article goes into it, but there is the concern of the unbanked. You know,
yeah,
globally, it's something like 25% of the world doesn't have access to good financial services.
Close to 2 billion people.
2 billion people aren't able to get a bank account, and it's things as simple as that. This article continues. Let's cut to the chase. Facebook and Libra's supporting corporations, which include eBay, Visa, Uber, and PayPal, are doing this for one reason, and that's data. It will be spun as banking the unbanked, revolutionizing payments and connecting the world, but don't be fooled. This move into the murky world of cryptocurrency is about tapping new wells of data, the modern-day oil. No doubt there'll be plenty of assertions over privacy protection and, quote, decentralized, unquote, hand-waving, but this is all about Facebook enriching its reservoirs of data, knowing who you are, for real, what you're buying, and who you're paying, and how much you have. This is why Facebook's Libra will not compete with Bitcoin, but rather validates the underlying blockchain technology more than ever. Bitcoin is open, borderless, permissionless, censorship-resistant, publicly verifiable, and immutable. Facebook's coin cannot be any of these things because Facebook is a corporation. They have to exist within jurisdictions and comply with every rule ever devised by the legacy financial system, including vetting every participant. And unlike Bitcoin's blockchain, Facebook cannot be neutral in regards to who is using its system.
And you better believe if you owe the IRS some money, they're going to come right into your Libra account and do a little haircut, right?
Yeah, they're going to garnish your – they're going to seize the whole thing.
I disagree. They're not going to go into your Libra account.
Oh, yes, they will.
They're going to just open your Libra account because they already have access, right? You make it sound like – master hackers or subpoenas or something.
Just like your bank account. All they got to do is send a fax to the head of deposit operations.
Hey, Bob, can you hand me that over? Exactly. Can you hand me that libertarian banker file? Yeah, that's the one. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And, you know, I read in a different article a couple of days ago that everyone who downloads this Libra wallet when they actually release it is going to have to do AML KYC.
That's anti-money laundering and know your customer.
You have to give them all your personal information right off the bat before you can even start. Before you can even spend a dollar's worth of Libra, you have to give them all your info.
If there were any Libra, and as of yet, there is no Libra to be. This is still in the sort of the
fundraising stage, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. And so far, at least 28 times $10 million, that's what they're fundraising.
And from what I understand, it's companies like Lyft,
Uber.
What were some of the other big companies?
PayPal, eBay.
I think, yeah, there were a lot of big companies behind this. Wow.
Craziness. What do you think? Facebook coming out with their own cryptocurrency, and the three of us looking at each other in disbelief and skepticism. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is Facebook the right fit for crypto? Is crypto the right fit for Facebook? This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders on Thursday got a classified briefing regarding the increasingly tense situation with Iran. This after Iran shot down an unarmed military drone. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi talking with reporters after that meeting.
How we go forward from here has to be strategic and smart, as and in close alliance with our our allies. We have a common interest in the region. We know that the high-tension wires are up there, and we must do everything we can not to escalate the situation, but also to make sure that our personnel in the region are safe.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 249 points to close at 26,753, and the U.S. women's soccer team beat Sweden 2-0 today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool app. You can load it on your phone, you can load it on your computer. If you've got a high-quality microphone and a decent internet connection, you can connect to the show using discord.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to connect and sound absolutely excellent. And our last caller, Michael W. Dean, he's big about audio quality, and he sounded great.
Yeah, he sounded almost like he was here.
I think his catchphrase is something to the effect of, bad audio is a hate crime.
I wonder if he was if he has like equipment to connect on Discord. I'm assuming he's using some type of mic or maybe just his phone.
I'm sure he does. He did his own radio show for what, several years. Yeah. I'm sure he's still got all his equipment.
Yep, Freedom Fiends, excellent program. What is not an excellent program in our estimation, or at least in mine, I'm not going to speak for these guys. Maybe they're big fans. I'm not a big fan of Facebook jumping into the crypto world. I'm going to take the benefits, and I think there will be real benefits to the crypto world from Facebook jumping in. But I also think a lot of people are going to get the wrong idea. They're not going to understand the benefits of what true cryptocurrencies can provide.
No, Facebook making this a mass market thing is definitely going to cause some damage.
And don't call it a cryptocurrency, Facebook. What are you doing? It's not a cryptographically secure money system. They're just making a, you know...
running it on a blockchain.
Come on.
And in theory,
controlled
5 years
by them and their $10 million investors.
Yeah, 5 years from now, you'll be able to download a node for yourself.
Oh, man.
So the blockchain is, to dumb it down to a point where even I could understand it, a blockchain is nothing more than a database. Would you agree with that, Michael Hampton?
It's more like a transaction
like a ledger. But it performs, the functions of a ledger. It is what it is. Would you say they are highly affordable to run?
Depends on which one you're running.
Yeah.
You run a full node.
say something that's proof of work, like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or something like that. They are not at all economical. They are not at all really tuned for super high speeds.
Mm.
It seems like if you wanted to do another PayPal, which is basically what they're doing here, why don't you just run it on servers? Why don't you just run it on...
Yeah, why do you need a blockchain for this at all?
I think just to get the name blockchain, this is part of marketing, it's not part of anything else.
I mean, it is efficient. It's a very efficient way to run it. You don't have the incentive system like Bitcoin does, right? The big Bitcoin incentive system, they're competing for Bitcoins that are dropping, the miners are. Whereas these are, you're going to cooperate on this, right? I mean,
exactly.
Like these $10 million investors, I think it'd be very efficient if they can do it the right way, to be honest, in terms of a ledger.
And we don't know enough details yet about how they're going to run it.
Enough details yet.
But I'm very skeptical that this is the most economic way to do things. They're not providing, it doesn't look like they're providing any of the benefits. And, you know, to refresh on a couple of those, privacy protection, having a decentralized system, they may get that out of their validators.
Mm-hmm.
They could be distributed around the world, but it's not going to be like there are thousands or tens of thousands of...
Well, and they're not controlled by, I mean, your average, you could just pick it up and do it. If you wanted to sit here and mine Bitcoin, you could do it. You just wouldn't get any. You know what I mean?
I am sitting here mining Bitcoin. So I'm right here in the studio, but... And I'm not mining it, but I am validating transactions.
Whereas the Libra, $10 million, and, you know, maybe we'll let you in the door, right?
It's pretty crazy. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Tony in San Diego. Tony, hold on, bear with me. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Well, we dropped him. Now, I did click the right button there. Everybody sees it. This is not yet another senior moment. This is not the effects.
We need a screen capture or something.
Not being online. We'll go back and roll the tape. But I think that if people are trying to understand why people are fascinated by Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and other what I consider true cryptocurrencies, if they're looking at Libra, that's not the image you're going to get. You've got, so what cryptocurrency means is you get 28 very powerful corporations together,
mm-hmm.
and then you sort of do some sort of a round robin turn processing transactions, and you split all the profits? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, well, you've got 28 miners there, so if they just profit share, then
yeah, they
the
can collusion
fees, then
yeah, they can collude together. It's collusion, right? It's miner collusion, basically.
Yeah, and if you're unfamiliar with how Bitcoin works, Bitcoin, I think, is fascinating because it's as much about the incentives and the game theory and these economic models that encourage good behavior. It doesn't pay to be a cheat. You're not going to do well. And that was one of the, I think, the most brilliant things that Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, came up with. It wasn't so much that he came up with a way to put things in blockchains. Blockchain, that's pretty cool stuff. But he was able to take a number of different technologies and in sort of coalesce them all into a vibrant economic system.
Mm.
That's true.
The incentives matter in that system, and it tweaking them just slightly changes the entire incentive. I mean, I guess an example would be, the old Ethereum, right? Wasn't there somebody who exploited some bug in it, then they went back and, before the bug, and I don't even know.
To be clear, the Ethereum theft of 50 million Ethereum or whatever it happened to be, that was a legitimately written Ethereum smart contract.
Right.
The smart contract did exactly what it was designed to do, and it was written within the parameters of it.
Yeah, you tweaked those slightly, so your crypto is different, which is kind of interesting in why they compete for each other. I love it.
And sadly, Ethereum, in my mind, I mean, they did a do-over, and that's one thing you should never have happen in cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, they rolled the thing back.
I mean, they didn't do a do-over. It was a fork, right? So Ethereum Classic, that guy still has 50 million Ethereum Classics, right?
Right.
Right. They just forked it.
Yeah. So now you have Ethereum Classic and Ethereum. But the point is that things should be immutable. If that's a benefit, that's a feature of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies that are similar to it, that if something is written once, it can never go away. And right, what that does is that keeps us from cooking the books.
So do you think Facebook's going to allow them to do that? It's going to be an immutable ledger with this Libra?
Oh, no. They'll be allowed to cook the books.
I was going
to
say, why would they not put that a feature in there in their own currency? So
One would wonder, but I don't know. It's the double-edged sword. I do see this as big press for the cryptocurrency world, for the crypto market. I think it's some validation that we've been on to something for the 10 years, 9 years that this show, Free Talk Live, has been talking about Bitcoin, going back to 2010, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty much near the beginning.
Very much so, and a lot of the biggest names in crypto today are people that originally heard about it, listening to either Free Talk Live or this version of the podcast that got passed around that talked about Bitcoin. 855-450-FREE. I don't know. Let's continue with this story a little bit. No doubt there'll be plenty of assertions over privacy protection and, quote, decentralized hand-waving, but think about all this is referring, again, back to Facebook enriching its reservoirs of data. This is why Facebook's Libra will not compete with Bitcoin, but rather validates the underlying blockchain technology more than ever. Bitcoin is open, borderless, permissionless, censorship-resistant, publicly verifiable, and immutable. Hefty ideas, but we do them in real life. 855-450-FREE. Give me a call. What do you think? The price of Bitcoin is way, way up. Is it a fluke? Is it coincidence? Is it part of this same story? This is Free Talk Live.
Where are those?
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Libertarian banker.
And Michael.
And I wanted to tell you about the Edge wallet. We've been talking cryptocurrencies, and if you got cryptocurrency, you need a place to store them. The cryptocurrency wallet that we've been talking about the most, and I think most of us are probably using right now, is the Edge wallet. It's got versions available for Android and iOS. You can buy, sell, trade, secure your own cryptocurrency holdings. It's user-controlled, so you always own your own money, not like Federal Reserve notes where you have to trust a bank or put it in your mattress. It has support built in for BTC, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more. It's got a veteran team that's been building since 2014. Their motto is secure your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And we've been talking Libra. Libra is the cryptocurrency. I hesitate. I'm going to do air quotes when I say Facebook's, quote, cryptocurrency, unquote, because it's still pretty unclear as to how this is going to play out. What we do know, just based on the limited information that's been put out, is this is absolutely nothing like cryptocurrencies that have developed organically. Things like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, lots of other cryptos out there. This is very centralized. By definition, this story gets into that part a little bit right now. The last thing we were talking about was how it has to, Facebook can't be like Bitcoin because it has to exist in actual jurisdictions. And this addresses the question about decentralization. Further, adding a consortium of global companies as validators does nothing to decentralize the system. All the validators are known and as such can be fully, quote, leaned on, unquote, to adhere to the pressures that exist from the global financial systems. So Bitcoin doesn't need to worry, and in parentheses, indeed, it's possible Libra may even help Bitcoin adoption by potentially driving millions of people to seek out what a real cryptocurrency is. Whose piece of pie is Facebook taking? You guessed it, the banks. To one side of them, there's the open source borderless Bitcoin growing in adoption every day. And on the other is Facebook with their 2.3 billion users. Banks are being squeezed between the two hugely powerful forces. And remember, Facebook have built a global phenomenon through reinventing what we're just coming to understand as a user experience. What they've done with interfaces, they're going to do with money, and in that arena, the banks don't have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, you think about all these millennials nowadays. They're not paying with their, yeah, they might pull out their debit card, but they're going to use the Cash App. They're going to use Venmo, you know, PayPal. Right. You know, they're not going to use cash, and so this just plays right into it. I mean, I think it's genius on Facebook's part, honestly, to go this route. And I think, honestly, it helps Bitcoin because you get Facebook into something like this. It gets people interested, gets them talking about it. Then they figure out what a real cryptocurrency is, right?
Yeah, I think eventually they will, yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to go, oh, wow, so what's a Libra go for? That's a dollar. Is that up or down? No, it's a dollar.
Oh, you should have got Bitcoin. $9,000.
The Bitcoin today was, last time I checked, it's somewhere around
$9,500.
$9,500 for
like
Bitcoin.
An hour ago.
Yeah, and that is the difference. And the market does a great job of looking at things and assigning prices to them. There is no real price fixing. I won't say there haven't been examples of manipulation in crypto, just like there have been examples of market manipulation in the silver world, in the gold world. I'm not making these things up. I'm repeating headlines from the past.
Well, there's market manipulation in Bitcoin, too. I mean, it's everywhere.
It's going to happen. But, you know, there's a little bit more resistance when the market cap becomes heavier. It's more costly to manipulate a price.
Because you can't control the supply.
Exactly. And that's another interesting thing about Bitcoin. There will, and I had this discussion with a guy on Twitter today. He's like, wait till people realize there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin in existence.
Well, not to mention the ones that people forget the wallets and stuff. That's going to be less than that.
My point was, you better call that like 16 million because of all the lost wallets that we know.
That we know are lost.
Right, because we can look at them. That's the thing about having a completely open system. You can look and see that a wallet hasn't had any movement. Nothing's gone in or out of it for like
7-8 years, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, make the assumption that those keys are probably lost, and it's sad, but it's reality. That's the interesting thing, is that with Bitcoin, it enables you to be your own bank. It enables you really to be your own Swiss bank. That's a better analogy. The problem is
responsibility. It's a big responsibility to be your own bank, too.
No kidding. And there are a lot of people, especially those with major holdings, that are not going to want to be responsible for their own money. And they are going to look to custodians to help protect those. We talk a lot about that.
Yeah, and there's a use for custodians and having other people hold your money.
Yeah. And it's interesting in Bitcoin with, you know, multi-sig and the ability for more than one person to be required to make a withdrawal or to move money around.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interesting ways to protect people and their money. But again, not everybody is going to be the one who wants to do that. This article continues. Want a loan? Ask Zuckerberg.
Please.
Want a credit card? Ask Zuckerberg. Everything will be at the click of a button on a platform that literally 30% of the planet's population are using. Further, Libra could crush merchant fees and potentially solve major issues with card fraud. Yeah, merchant fees.
Shoo. Oh, my. Credit card fees, debit, Visa, MasterCard, they're low. You're paying 3% plus
2-3%.
Depends on what the type of card they're using. If they use a debit card, it's like 50. You know, it's really cheap. It's 0.5%. If they use the rewards card, 3.5-4%.
If you use an American Express, it's even higher.
Yeah, and I guarantee you that in my little shop here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we broadcast the show from, I don't get the same rate that Walmart does for processing credit card transactions. I wouldn't expect to. But let's say they're down to a 1% with cryptocurrencies. Many of them, it's free or
and you don't pay
so
it.
So negligible.
Very nearly free, yeah.
Right. And
less than
a cent. And I don't pay it.
Customer does.
So it's an interesting thing. Money is the next frontier for the candy-crushing social network Leviathans. And I, for one, this is the author saying this, and I'm going to join with him, would not want to stand in their way. So an interesting take
well,
on
I'm at it.
I can't help but wonder how this is going to play out. I just think that our government's going to jump up and stand up against. We already had Maxine Waters, who's the head of the Senate Banking Committee, stand up on her soapbox on Capitol Hill and say, wait, Facebook, I'm asking you to put a little moratorium on any further development of this until we can see what it's all about.
Yeah, I was reading elsewhere that governments are really reacting negatively to Libra, which kind of surprised me a little.
Well, why? I mean, golly, if you had data. A currency that's pegged to theirs, that's easier to use, that's attractive to millennials, right. It's cheaper. I mean, I'd be scared too.
It doesn't really do anything to governments. Governments will still be able to print out however much money they want.
Yeah.
This isn't going to affect that. I agree with this article that the banks are going to be the big losers.
Absolutely.
But then again,
Bitcoin's actually going to be a winner in this one, in my opinion.
So we're not looking.
Well, who do you think the government represents?
Thank you for putting that all together. I was just trying to go there. Yes. Suddenly, phones on Capitol Hill are ringing up. We have the head of J.P. Morgan on the line for you, Congressman. He'd like to have a word.
That's how it is. And just to go back to something we mentioned a little bit earlier, the Libra Project actually has released a white paper. They have released source code, and it looks like you can actually start playing with it on a testnet.
Open source?
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is an open source thing, huh?
Yes, they are doing it open source.
Well, hey, I applaud them.
I
applaud them.
You just checked off one out of 19 things that's good about cryptocurrencies. It'll be interesting to see where this goes.
They've done one thing right, so.
Hey, it's something.
A couple.
We're going to talk a little bit more about Libra and what your thoughts are. That's what I want to know. What do you think? Should Facebook be in the cryptocurrency world? Should they be the bank of the world? That is the question. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.